नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय श्रद्धे स्वामी जी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 17। लिंक। इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस देयर इज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द रियल एंड द अनरियल। अविनाशी तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततम् विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति। नो दैट टू बी द इम्पेरिशेबल बाय विच ऑल दिस वर्ल्ड इज परवेडेड फॉर नन कैन ब्रिंग अबाउट द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द इंडेस्ट्रक्टिबल। कॉमेंट। अविनाशी तु तद्विद्धि। योर तू इंडीड हैज बीन यूज्ड to explain sat, the real, out of the two, sat, real, and asat, unreal, described in the preceding verse. The Lord advises Arjun to realize that imperishable entity. He explains that this entity is abstract. By calling it abstract, paroksa, the Lord means to say that this abstract imperishable entity is pervading the whole world, which appears as separate from that entity. In reality, only this all-pervading entity exists, while the world which appears to exist does not exist really. By the term tat, that, it is not meant to say that sat tatva, the real, stands afar, but it means that it is not a subject of senses and inner senses. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Yena sarvam idam tatam has been used in the Gita 3 times. Here it has been used for the imperishable by which the whole world is pervaded. It is described with the view of Sankhya Yoga, the discipline of knowledge. In the 22nd verse of the 8th chapter, it has been used for God, Supreme Purusha, who can be attained by exclusive devotion. In the 46th verse of the 18th chapter, there is the description by whom all this is pervaded, which also is with the point of view of devotion. The abstract entity is described here. This whole world is pervaded by the imperishable entity. And ornaments made of gold has nothing but gold. Weapons made of iron have nothing but iron. Pots of clay have nothing but clay. And ice, there is nothing but water. Similarly, this world is pervaded by sat, real, the imperishable. So in the world, there's nothing to be realized except the real. Vinasha mava yasyasya na kaschit kartum arhati. The spirit, the soul, is imperishable. In the Gita, the Lord has called the spirit as well as himself imperishable. But the difference is that the Lord incarnates and conceals himself by his free will, while the spirit seated in matter takes birth and dies because it identifies itself with the body. While the body is perishable and is perishing every moment, no one can check its process of destruction. But whether you wage war or withdraw from it, the imperishable cannot be destroyed and the perishable cannot be saved. Here the word asya means that whatever reality appears in the kaleidoscope body is because of real entity self, and that the self, spirit, is different from the body. Appendix. In practical life, we say, this is a man, this is an animal, this is a tree, this is a house, etc. In these expressions, man, animal, tree, house, etc., neither existed in the past nor will exist in the future, and at present also they are perishing every moment. But in them, the eternal entity is ever remains the same. It means that man, animal, tree, house, etc. are the world, unreal, and is the imperishable self, the real. Therefore, man, animal, tree, house, etc. are different, but in all of them is the eternal reality remains the same. Similarly, in I am a man, I am an animal, I am a god, etc. Bodies are different, but am or is remains the same. Yena sarvam idam tatam. This expression here has been used for the embodied soul. While in the 22nd verse of the 8th chapter and in the 46th verse of the 18th chapter, this expression has been used for God. It means that the self has the same characteristics as the all-pervading God has. Therefore, as God is detached from the world, so is the self, naturally detached from the world and the body. Asango yayam purushah. Dehasmin purushah parah. Gita chapter 13 verse 22. The self is not seated in a particular body. It is not attached to any body. But without realizing this detachment, it is following the cycle of birth and death. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.